Civic Center JPA, bike infrastructure, and a 490-acre housing fight. With the San Diego City Council in summer recess, the Land Use and Housing Committee convenes Thursday afternoon at 1 p.m. with two consequential items. The first is a relinquishment agreement between the city and Caltrans to transfer land at El Cajon Boulevard and Adams Avenue for construction of the Central Avenue Bikeway, the jurisdictional transfer that clears the path for dedicated bicycle infrastructure to be built. The second item carries longer-range implications. The committee is considering formally creating a Civic Center Redevelopment Joint Powers Authority. A JPA is a multi-agency governance body, and establishing one specifically for the Civic Center complex would give institutional structure to what has until now been a somewhat ambiguous redevelopment process. No vote has been taken. This is a first hearing. Joint powers authorities, once created, tend to move projects forward. New public comment rules, now in effect under SB 707 implementation, limit non-agenda public comments to 2 minutes and all other comments to 1 minute. Several neighborhood planning groups have objected to the changes, a tension between community voice and meeting efficiency that runs through San Diego civics broadly. The County Board of Supervisors canceled its July 14th meeting by resolution, citing no anticipated agenda items. Its record $9.16 billion FY 2026 budget, adopted unanimously on June 25th, is in its first weeks of implementation, bolstering public safety funding tied to Proposition 36 and maintaining health safety net programs under pressure from federal budget proposals. Roughly 93,000 county residents could see CalFresh benefits affected by those proposals. In housing development, the Otay Mesa Southwest Village project, a 490-acre development by Tri Point Homes comprising more than 5,100 affordable and market-rate homes, a school, parks, and 175,000 square feet of retail, is advancing despite friction. Private landowners within the project boundary argue they were excluded from the planning process and that rezoning will damage their property values. Tri Point is also still working with federal wildlife officials on habitat compliance before construction can proceed, meaning the path from council approval to groundbreaking contains meaningful legal and regulatory hurdles.